بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الحمد لله بنعمته تتم الصالحات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، خالق الأرض والسماوات، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أفضل المخلوقات. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته إلى يوم الممات. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما محمد إلا رسول قد خلت من قبله الرسل، أفإن مات أو قتل انقلبتم على أعقابكم، ومن ينقلب على عقبيه فلن يضر الله شيئا وسيجزي الله الشاكرين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب لأخيه ما يحب لنفسه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك من الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. أما بعد، Honorable علماء الكرام، elders, brothers, and to our listeners across the airwaves of Channel Islam, I begin with the universal greeting of Islam, a greeting that promotes peace, a greeting that promotes unity, a greeting that promotes justice, freedom, and ultimate salvation. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Honorable scholars and brothers, if we analyze the seerah and the biography of our beloved master, Sayyidul Mursaleen, Rahmatul Lil Alameen, Sayyidina Muhammad Mustafa Ahmad Mujtaba sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we will understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rightfully describes our beloved master as Uswatun Hasana, the most perfect of all examples, for eternal times. As a poet correctly says, بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. He says, بَلَغَ الْعُلَى بِكَمَالِهِ. Our beloved master, Sayyidina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, acquired the status of loftiness by the perfection that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had instilled within the bosom of our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. كَشَفَ الدُّجَى بِجَمَالِهِ. Every form of darkness, every form of oppression was extinguished by the simple beauty of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, وَاللَّهِ. He takes a qasam by the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا رَأَيْتُ أَحْسَنَ مِنْهُ. I have never seen a more beautiful human being than the Master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. حَسُنَتْ جَمِيعُ خِصَالِهِ. Every single attribute, every single form of character of our beloved Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was an example for all time. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha would say, كَانَ خُلُقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. The akhlaq of the master of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a replica of the Qur'an. صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. We send greetings, salutations and salam upon our master Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Brothers and friends, if we look at the world today as we understand it, and we analyze all the challenges, all the trials and tribulations that we are faced with, there is one solution and one solution alone to every problem, be it in South Africa, all the challenges that we have on a daily basis, or be it in the Middle East. And the simple answer is that we refer back to to the Quran and the lifestyle of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Abu Muhayyib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that the illness which resulted in a fatal manner causing the greatest catastrophe upon the ummah, being the demise of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this illness lasted for a period of 13 days. There is difference of opinion, but most scholars say 13 days. And he describes the scene. He says that the illness of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commenced in the following manner. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to Baqi. And as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered, he made salam. Assalamu alaykum ya ahl al-maqabir. Peace and salutations be upon you, O people and dwellers of the grave. Then the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to weep and cry. And he says, very soon a time will come that we will be united with you. At this time, Abu Muhayyib says, I could understand that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was remembering the life that he shared very passionately, very lovingly with his spouse, Sayyidina Khadija radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for the dwellers of the qabr. And he said, أَقْبَلَتِ الْفِتَنِ. A time is coming when fitna, trial and tribulation will be so, to such a high level that those living beneath the ground are better than those that will be above the ground. Thereafter the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam left the graveyard. And just as he stepped out sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just as the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stepped out, he felt extremely weak and fell. Abu Muhayyib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, I held the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Literally, I picked him up and I took him. And as we were walking, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam indicated that he would like to go to the house of Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha. We entered the home. Rasulullah sallallahu, look at the character. Look at the akhlaq. In a condition that is now fatal illness of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the first thing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam does, he knocks on the door and he makes salam. Assalamu alaykum. If it was us, perhaps we'll just barge in. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam seeks permission to enter. And as Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha allows him, she doesn't know what has transpired over the past few minutes. She says, Wa ra'sa ya Rasulullah. O Prophet of Allah, I have such a headache today. I have such a headache today. Now what does the Rasul of Allah do? He says, Bal ana wa ra'sa ya Aish. You say, you have a headache, O Aisha? And he would passionately address her as Ya Aish in abbreviated form. O Aisha, you say you have a headache, I have a splitting headache. And then in this condition, a very light-hearted discussion commenced between the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Aisha. And Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says, no, I am more ill than you, O Prophet of Allah. What if I leave this world first? And the Rasul of Allah says, no, what if I leave first? Then Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha insisting, no, I think I'm going to leave first. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, okay, in that way. And the Rasul of Allah had this intelligence and this wit about him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, oh Aisha, if you have to leave this world first, you will be very fortunate. So she says, oh Prophet of Allah, what do you mean I'll be fortunate sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, ghassaltuki kaffantuki وَصَلَّيْتُ عَلَيْكِ, that I will give your ghusl, I will make sure your kafan is made, and I will perform your janazah. So Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha smiled. Then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam began to feel extremely weak and retired. Of course, with the permission of the other consorts, the other wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam retired to his room to take rest. days were now going by. And of course, the signs of the final moments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became evident. There are two signs, two types of signs that are mentioned in the Quran. One that is vague and the other that was explicit. With regards to the vague signs, Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiyallahu ta'ala anhu would always keep Abdullah ibn Abbas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu close to him. And he was a young man. So Sahaba would say, "Oh Amirul Mu'mineen, why is it, oh Umar, such a great Sahaba, why is it that you keep Abdullah ibn Abbas close to you when there are so many senior and great scholars?" So he says, "The knowledge of Abdullah is what astounds me." So they said, "What do you mean, oh Umar?" So he says, "Come here." He called the great Sahaba. They all sat around him. And then he says, "I'm going to recite a verse or a chapter of the Quran. I want you to give me the interpretation." And he began reciting, "Idha jaa nasrullahi wal fath," when the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes and victory comes. "Wara'ayta an-nasa yadkhuluna fi deenillahi afwaja." At that time you will see people entering into the fold of Islam in groups and groups. He continued the verses. And then he asked the Sahaba, "What do you understand as an interpretation from this chapter?" So the Sahaba said, "Well, it is evident, it is clear, that soon a time will come, Allah will give victory to the Muslims." He says, "Is that all you understand?" They said, "Absolutely." So he calls Abdullah. He says, "Oh Abdullah, what do you understand?" He says, No. "These are clear signs that these are the final days of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam." How does he deduce this? The objective of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was to see victory of the Muslims and people entering the fold of Islam. Once this objective is completed, then the Rasul of Allah will be lifted to meet his Allah. This was the vague signs. As far as the explicit signs, during the Battle of Uhud, a rumor broke out on the assassination, a false rumor, of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Sahaba were in turmoil. So immediately Allah sent Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wassalam, and the verse was revealed. وَمَا مُحَمَّدٌ إِلَّا رَسُولٌ. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is but a messenger. قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِ الرَّسُولُ. Many messages have come and gone. أَفَإِنْ مَاتْ. If the Rasul of Allah passes on, أو قُتِلْ, or he is made shaheed, إِنْ قَلَبْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ, will you leave your religion? So this was an explicit sign. So as these signs began to grow closer on the people of Medina, that these are the final moments of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the women and children would express their emotions in tears, in crying. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu came in, sought permission, made salam. He held the hand of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he says, "Ya Rasulullah, I must inform you that the women and children of Medina are crying." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Why are they crying?" So Umar, Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, "Ya Rasulullah, the signs that these are the final moments have become so clear to us." In that condition, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extremely weak and in tremendous pain. He instructs the Sahaba, "Take a bucket of water and throw it on me." The first bucket goes, the second bucket, a few buckets, and then the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Enough." And then with the help of two Sahaba, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam comes. In what condition? Asiban ra'sahu, his head sallallahu alaihi wasallam is bandaged. Takhuttu qadamahu, the beloved feet of our Master is being dragged on the streets of Medina, coming to the masjid. Masjidun Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascends the minbar. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins by praising Allah. And then he says, "Ya ma'ashar al-ansar, O people of the Ansar, I instruct you, and all the ummah at large, I instruct you to be kind and compassionate towards the Ansar. فَإِنَّهُمْ كَرِشِي وَعَيْبَتِي. These are my family. These are people who gave me security. I instruct you to be kind to them. If they flaw and falter, overlook their flaws. This was the advice of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came down from the mimbar. This was the last time that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ascended the mimbar. As he came down sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the close companions were seated around Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have something of great importance to tell you. And then the Rasul of Allah physically lifted his clothes. He physically lifted his clothes and said, أَلَا مَنْ كُنْتُ جَلَدْتُ لَهُ ظَهْرًا فَهَذَا ظَهْرِي فَلْيَسْتَقِدْ مِنْهُ. Subhanallah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if there is anyone here that I have unjustly lashed their back, I am here at your disposal. Take your revenge on me. أَلَا مَنْ كُنْتُ شَتَمْتُ لَهُ عِرْضًا فَهَذَا عِرْضِي فَلْيَسْتَقِدْ مِنْهُ. Is there anyone here that I have said an abusive word towards? I am at your disposal. Say what you wish to me today. أَلَا مَنْ كُنْتُ أَخَذْتُ لَهُ مَالًا فَهَذَا مَالِي فَلْيَسْتَقِدْ مِنْهُ. If I have unjustly taken your wealth and not returned it to you, please, whatever it is, take it from me. The Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Uswatun Hasana, the perfect example. Then the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam retired to his room. Sayyidina Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wa sallam, the greatest of all malaika, would come 3 days before the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam every day. He would walk in, make salam. كيف أصبحت يا رسول الله? How are you, O Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam this morning? Imagine Jibreel asking the Rasul of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would say, أجدني مكروبا وأجدني مغمونا يا جبريل. O Jibreel, I am extremely ill and I feel extremely sad. This occurred for 3 days. The final day, when Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wassalam entered, together with him was an angel known as Ismail, who is in charge of 100,000 malaika and the angel of death. The angel of death came and seated himself respectfully outside the room of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wassalam came in, made salam, and then said, Ya Rasulullah, I have brought with me a special guest. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, who is this guest? So Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wassalam said, Ya Rasulullah, it is the angel of death. يَسْتَأْذِنُ عَلَيْكَ. And he is seeking permission to enter into your room. Let me remind you, O Prophet of Allah, مَسْتَأْذَنَ عَلَىٰ آدَمِيٍ قَبْلَكَ وَلَا يَسْتَأْذِنُ عَلَىٰ آدَمِيٍ بَعْدَكَ. He is such that he has never sought permission to enter the room for a particular purpose before and will never do so after. This is the status that Allah has granted you. So the Prophet of Allah welcomes the angel of death. They greet one another. We talk about a state meeting. Here you have the greatest statesman, the greatest ruler and leader, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, talking with the angel of death. The angel of death says, Ya Rasulullah, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَمَرَنِي. Indeed, Allah has ordered me to extract your soul. إِنْ أَمَرْتَنِي أَنْ أُقْبِدَ رُوحَكَ قَبَضْتُ. If you order me to remove your soul, I will do so. وَإِنْ أَمَرْتَنِي أَنْ أَتْرُكَهُ تَرَكْتُهُ. But at the same time, if you tell me no, I am not ready, respectfully, I will leave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَوَتَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ يَا مَلَكُ الْمَوْتِ. Will you actually remove my soul, O angel of death? The angel of death says, بِذَلِكَ أُمِرْتِ. Allah has instructed me to do so. وَأُمِرْتُ أَنْ أُعْطِيكَ. And Allah has also instructed me to obey and understand your sentiments. At this time, Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam looks at Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam. Understanding that this is mashwara, Jibreel says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ اشْتَاقَ إِلَى لِقَائِكَ. إِنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ اشْتَاقَ إِلَى لِقَائِكَ. Allah is passionately awaiting you, O Prophet of Allah. So permission is now granted. In conclusion, the angel of death begins to extract the soul carefully and affectionately of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam raises his hands. Allahumma rafiq al-a'la. Oh Allah, indeed, you are the most just and most true friend. And the final soul, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taken. Brothers and friends, our message, let us inculcate the character of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.